Our devotion for Day 21, Tuesday, March 26, 2019, was contributed by Dr. J. Andy Fowler. Our scripture comes from 2 Corinthians 5, verses 16 through 21. So from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them. And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. My 84th birthday falls in the fourth week of Lent this year, so I chose the scripture reading from 2 Corinthians. I was born in Killeen, where my father was a country doctor, Dr. Joe, and my mother, Thelma, was a teacher of science and math at Killeen High School. When I reflect on how God has guided my life, I am amazed. I have tasted God's love, and even though I was the shortest boy in my class, God had a reason for that. When I volunteered to be a missionary teacher for 3 years, I was ready to go wherever the mission board felt my short-term service was needed. If I had had a choice, I would have chosen to go to India. But the need at the time was for a teacher in Sarawak on the island of Borneo. A wonderful thing happened. I met and married a missionary nurse from the Philippines. So Nina and Andy have been blessed with a wonderful family. My parents had trained to go to the Congo in the medical and educational field. They did their missionary work in Killeen. Recently, I was going through books that my parents had treasured. One of the books was The Christ of the Indian Road. This book, by a pioneer missionary in India, was translated into 30 languages. My parents received many letters from India, as well as from Africa and China. The prayers and letters from India had an influence on my growing years. Sarawak resulted in 7 terms of service. God's time is not the same as our time. Reflection on God's grace leads us to follow directions in amazing ways. Let us pray. Let us pray following the directions of the prayer for March 27th. Pakistan Handicapped and Orphan Children's Charity Society. Food security for women farmers. 4 mission goals. Number 1, make disciples of Jesus Christ. Number 2, strengthen and develop and renew Christian congregations and communities. Number 3, alleviate human suffering. And number 4, seek justice, freedom, and peace. Amen.